Alrighty then. Are you guys ready?
I am ready.
How ready are you?
Let's roll.
Look at that.
I am ready.
Look at that big ass spike. When we started screaming. How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing good.
This is our first episode of April.
Podcast number six.
Six. Can you believe it, Nick?
Six months. Yes.
We've hit it. We've hit success.
Now, has anyone listened to us besides us?
I have no idea.
Alex?
Who knows?
Okay.
That is beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yes. I don't look into that. That's Alex's forte.
That's why I said Alex.
How you guys doing? You guys got through April Fool's Day?
Yes.
Anybody get fooled?
Not on Saturdays.
Not on Saturday.
Not what? On Saturday. Huh? It was on Saturday this year.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it
was. Not on Saturdays.
All right, we got a good show today, don't you think?
I think so.
All right, how about you, Alex?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good. I'm feeling good.
All right.
Feeling with my hands, so I'm feeling fine.
Well, what else would you feel with?
This is dick.
Oh.
Yes.
Walked right into that one.
His dick? That's disturbing. That is disturbing, Nick. Shall we go into our first segment as
yes.
We know we do? All right, hold on. There it is. Drink of the show. Alex, what are you drinking?
I am drinking New Belgium Juicy Watermelon. Watermelon Lime Ale. What are you drinking, Tommy?
The same exact thing.
Nick. Nicholas.
I am drinking the Funky Monkey.
What the hell is a Funky Monkey?
It's live and in living color right in front of me.
Live
Did you
in
see
the
it?
Yes.
There we go. Tastes great.
Yes.
Less spilling.
I do. Who's got the bottle opener? Who's got it?
You do. Behind you. That sounded delightful.
That sounded awesome. Right on cue.
Oh my.
It's pretty good. Nick, would you like to try?
I'll try.
I'll tie. Cursive talking.
I broke Nick. Look, I broke him.
When you did that, I thought of Alex eating that burger. Oh. Where you can find out it.
Oh. Coming soon to Teenage Drinks.
Shit's coming out of his mouth everywhere. North, south, east, west.
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
The watermelon is pretty good.
Nope.
What the fuck you?
Nope.
Alex introduced me to myinstance.com, and I'm having a great time.
I made a mistake.
What is myinstance.com?
It's a soundboard.
Oh, snap.
Okay, I'm done. Yes, I like this juicy watermelon. How'd you like it?
It's pretty juicy.
This is a long one.
Yes, it is.
This should be our new outro music.
Yeah, it should be.
I'm just saying.
Copyright.
Yeah, probably. All right.
You can do one line.
Nick.
Towards the end, say, fuck this shit, I'm out, and go.
How did you like
Ooh.
This?
It's juicy.
Did you like it, though?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Would you like one?
No.
You know that one that we had from New Belgium, the watermelon one?
I do.
But I still like the Hello High Watermelon.
Yes.
That is great. That is good.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I go to the Bermuda Cafe all the time and have the Hello High Watermelon.
I thought you were going to say you go to the Bermuda Triangle to have it.
I try to do that at least once a month.
Okay, so that was Drink of the Show, everyone.
Let's do it.
That was sponsored by teenagedrinks.com. for all your teenage drinks need.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about on our first talkie thingy?
Talkie thingy?
We got three things. We got...
Alex choking on a hot dog?
What kind of hot dog?
7-Eleven.
We got quite a few things to talk about, right?
Yes.
We got, like our title says, I shit my pants in Utah. Should we talk about...
You were never in Utah to shit your pants.
No, but I shit my pants.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Begging your pardon, sir?
Okay. All right. Let's start with Nick. I haven't talked to you for a while.
I'm living the dream,
even though
man.
Every day I talk to you.
Well, yeah. That's what you call talking.
And I make fun of you.
Yeah, every likewise.
Day. All right. You went to Utah.
I did go to Utah, but I did not shit my pants.
That story will come in a minute.
Only on TeenageDrinks.com.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Oh, they don't do the end bell. All right. How was Utah? Why were you there, and what's up? What's some stories?
Utah was great. Utah is the cleanest place I've ever been. There's nothing on the ground. It's all clean.
I will build a great, great wall.
It's going to be huge. And so huge.
You know, that would be a great time to build a wall because it's nothing but flat ground in Utah unless you're in the mountains.
How were the girls?
Girls were nice.
Grab them by the pussy?
No, you grab them by the ass.
Okay, sorry. I won't interrupt your story right. anymore.
So the reason why I went to Utah is because we had this company-wide trade show. And all the managers from every store that they have had to go to Utah for the trade show. And they brought a couple people and all that, yada, 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 yada. So they buy a whole bunch of stuff, cheap prices, yada, yada, yada. So when I was in Utah, the managers came up to me and started saying some crazy stuff that they did while they're in Utah that happened to them. Like one guy who, I don't know why he said this, was taking a shower and he had his glasses off, of course, when you're taking a shower. But he had his shampoo and conditioner on the sink outside of the shower. Which didn't make sense to me. So he grabbed the first two things that he thought was shampoo conditioner, which was mouthwash and lotion. You okay there, buddy?
Yep.
And decided to
dump. I almost ruined my microphone.
Oh, man. And decided to use his mouthwash as shampoo and his lotion as his toothbrush.
Ew.
As his toothpaste. So that really wasn't a good idea. And this is a guy who stopped drinking 20 years ago.
Because he was a terrible drunk or something?
He said that he was a lousy drunk. Lousy drunk.
Shower time, Adderall, a glass of whiskey, and diesel jeans.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also had a guy who's higher up in the company come up to me and say, hey, Nick, are you drunk? I said, no, I haven't had a beer the whole entire time I was here. He goes, can you go to a liquor store for me? I need some liquor. I said, sure.
Really?
Sorry, it's past 10 o'clock. I can't go to the liquor store. I was like, but you weren't going. I was. He goes, oh, yeah. Can you go to the liquor store for me? I said, I thought we talked about this.
What?
That should be the drink of the show thing.
So you ended up going...
I want a Diet Coke now.
So did you end up going to the bar or the grocery store?
No bar, no grocery store. In Utah, they don't sell liquor in stores. 7-Eleven, Circle K's, convenience stores. They sell them in a store that says liquor store about 10 miles up in the mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
10 miles away.
Well, I'm just making something up. I don't know if it's actually 10 miles, but, you know.
It's actually 20.
It was right next door the whole time.
And I would never, ever thought I would see bulletproof glass in a convenience store in Utah. That was weird to me.
Really? They had bulletproof glass?
Bulletproof glass.
They got a lot of shootings up there?
All I wanted was a monster.
A monster? Didn't you get a monster last year and it was the wrong monster?
I asked this guy to get me a monster. I said, don't get it for me unless it's the right monster. It's a red monster can. He comes back. He goes, man, this is the only one I have. I got you a 4-pack of nothing but green monster. I was like, okay, cool. I'm leaving it here for the...
What was this story that you told me?
Replace monster with Strike Force.
What story did I tell you there, guy who looks like he had a brain freeze?
The one where the guy used Preparation H or something in his teeth?
Yeah.
Hold on. I see this and I have to press this button. It says dirty pussy beer.
That's basically what he put.
Yeah, I'd like to order a case of dry, dusty pussy beer from...
I fucking you're a dick.
From the bitch who was I was just talking to. Because she ain't been fucked in about 30 years.
Is that Stone Cold?
It sounded like discount Stone Cold. All right, sorry. Preparation H. Tooth, mouth, something rather. Let's go with it.
Okay, so I got to go back to the story before that story because that's how it led up to that story.
Okay.
There's a manager from and he said that he needed to find some toothpaste, and so he opens up his medicine cabinet and finds nothing but $2,000 worth of feminine product that has no use to him or his wife because his wife doesn't use it. So he's like, you know, egging on to his co-workers at work. And the guy who works at a certain school district came up to me and he goes, you know, what's really bad is I went to the bathroom with the lights off and I grabbed the first thing, started brushing my teeth, and it wasn't toothpaste. It was surprise between your thighs, Vagisil.
That's nice.
Who is this, the manager of? What company?
The manager...
yes, that saves me a lot of time. Thank you.
The manager of Boswell the Hobbit's Office. Thank you. That's it, man.
Okay.
School district name Dip.
Wrong school district. This is about 2 hours away, school district.
Oh.
Different school district. It sounds like something
Tracy.
That would do.
Tracy.
No, not Tracy.
Modesto.
The same Modesto either.
Fresno.
This is the other.
All right. Alex, can I talk about something?
Yes.
So, Nick and I were out. He needed to get his car fixed.
Did you pee in the shallow end of the pool?
No.
He needed to get his car fixed, so I took him to...
More than a baby Ruth floating in a pool. Let's just say that.
A baby... What?
Caddyshack? Baby Ruth? Wow.
Never seen the movie.
It's a shark, man.
Anyway, I was taking my friend to get his car dropped off. And then we leave Alex alone, and I hear the phone ring. And I was like, who could this be? So the phone was ringing, and it was Alex. He said, Tommy, how far away are you?
He didn't say that. He goes, are you guys coming back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you guys coming back? To what we responded, no, we're in the movies.
Yes.
No, we were like, yeah, what's going on? I had an accident in my pants or something like that.
What Tommy, I had shit myself.
That's right.
And I heard Nick on this like, really?
Well, when I said really, you weren't there, but I looked at Tommy. I'm like, really? Did he really say that?
It was on the phone.
Yes. Did he really say what he thought? Because he thought maybe you were joking.
I don't joke about an accident in my pants.
Okay, I got to stop it. Banana phone.
Sorry, guys. That was the Minions talking.
So Alex pooped his pants, right?
Yes.
So walk me through this process. What happened?
So when you guys were at the shop, right, everything was fine. My stomach was fine and stuff. Didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Why are you speaking so fast?
Yeah, why are you speaking so fast? You got to slow down.
Okay.
So your stomach wasn't hurting. And then what happened?
Yes. By the time you guys left, we'll say 10 minutes after when you guys left, right, my stomach started to hurt. And I didn't know I could put a sign on at the door saying, I have to go. And nobody came in for like 30 minutes.
Right.
So you couldn't get in 30 minutes?
No. Never trust those. So I walked to the bathroom. I was like, okay, I'll be fine. Walked to the bathroom, right? I felt the mud at the gates. Tried taking my...
The mud at the gates.
Yes. My belt wouldn't come undone. And I was like, oh, crap.
You're literally, oh, crap.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap. I can't get my belt undone. That's how it's going to be. So...
You just let it go.
So I shit myself. It was not...
Can you put the frozen let it go when he says let it go? Let it go. It's okay, Alex. It's done and over with, man. Go ahead.
So then I said, and then I said, yeah, I'm just going to let it go. But then.
Let it go. All right, sorry, I'm done. Okay. Pooped your pants, right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So then when did you call us? After you pooped?
After when I talked to somebody that asked, could you bring me a spare clothes? I have shit myself. Oh. My dad I called, and then I called you guys.
Mm-hmm. Actually, your dad said he never knew about it.
And it wasn't.
I didn't know.
So I thought it wasn't like no log, like two logs or something. It was from blown diarrhea. So I was like, okay.
If it was like a log, I could just wrap it on my
I need a plan, guys.
And through the morning, no. Another plumber who's more shittier than my pants was walks in. Nobody's coming in. Could you just please let me know if somebody's here? I have to clean myself up because I shit myself.
Well, that's the bad person to tell it to.
Yeah, so somebody called on the phone, a good plumber. Mm-hmm. Called on the phone, he's like, Alex, are you okay? I was like,
no.
Kind of. He's like, what's wrong, buddy? Kinda. I was like, well, you see.
You need to do number one or number two.
I crapped myself. He was like, really?
Have you ever seen the movie Friday?
I have crapped myself. Really, I'm on my way back from Brisbane. I could go to your house, get your clothes. I'm like, that would be great.
Can you bring a portable shower, the L7s?
So then a couple of minutes came back, and then you guys came back, and I was in the bathroom, cleaning myself off, getting, like, called someone to come pick me up.
I need some popcorn.
Called someone to pick me up, and I walked out of the bathroom, slow walking with a garbage bag.
Big ass bag.
And then that was it. I went home, washed up, and felt like shit after.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Can I ask you a question about the pair of underwear? Was it?
You will rest in peace.
Yeah, same with the socks.
Those those socks?
It traveled down my leg.
Oh, man.
That's why I walked out of the bathroom like, mm-mm. And I can't come out of just, I should have came out of the bathroom with like, towels wrapped around me, old plastic bag. So that was the story.
Wow.
That wasn't the whole story. You can add to it.
No, that was the whole story.
No, you can add to it. So how did you get home?
Somebody picked me up.
How was that ride home?
It was good. I sat on a plastic bag and towel. And the car stunk.
Oh, man. After you got out, was he who should not be named like...
You just made the list!
No. No, but when I got to home, stripped everything down, hosed it off good, really good, like 5 times, then hopped in the shower, then hosed off my pants again, then put them in the washer, and they still last.
And they're the ones you're wearing right now.
They're still. That's right. It.
So did your pants fade?
Huh?
Well, he was wearing dark blue jeans, right?
Who is Rick Ross?
He's a rapper.
He's the boss. He's the boss, Rick Ross.
All right.
You know... Every day he's hustling.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Is this podcast really just going to be the sours?
You should have told me about this after.
I kind of regret now.
Yeah.
Tommy just found a new friend.
I found a new toy.
Bitch!
All right. That was a very interesting story. And that is why this podcast is called
TNA Drinks. Oh, I shit my pants in Utah.
Yes, it's called TNA Drinks because we shit our pants in Utah.
Yes. To answer your question, he looks like Mark Henry. Mark Henry looks like him.
Who's the guy that's always in those commercials?
DJ Khaled.
Okay, the big like guy with the beard?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
How was your week, man?
Perfect. I had the perfect week.
Tell us about it.
Franny from Craigslist came in.
Franny from Craigslist. The one and with the bad
he
breath.
Wanted to order something, and then I got sick. I got sick. So he came in and then asked one of my two friends over here, I think Nick, for the same thing, but the different model. Because
fuck was that? Did you hear that? Was that an earthquake? They closed my garage door, by the way.
Yo, Skrill, I know dude!
I don't know how to stop this. Okay.
You just did.
So, he comes in and tries to cheap his way into getting a different thing that he ordered. I come back to work. And I start being angry at him because he tried to cheat us out of money.
Well, you gotta say the whole story.
That's a long story. We don't have time for it.
Alex said his story. I said my story. You have to say your story.
Oh, I'm getting to my story. Okay. Just wait. So we go and get this thing that we should have shipped, which he called and complained about. And then he wanted more money off of it. So that pissed me off. I didn't really yell at him.
No, you didn't.
I was very, 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 very upset at him.
You were very stern.
So then he tried to sweet talk it, like, I'm going to call this dude. He just pulled his phone out and called Random Bob.
But when you guys got back, he was there for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's Franny for you. I'm all angry at him. I just don't talk to him. So then he comes in Monday, and he doesn't talk to me. I don't talk to him. He says goodbye to Nick and Alex, and not me. So all this week, he usually just sticks around. He, like, comes in and just yells on his phone at his customers. Whenever he's in the shop, he, like, spends an hour and a half in our shop yelling at his customers on the phone.
Cussing them out.
Or yelling at our customers, telling them that they are idiots, or telling our reps that they have shitty tools. So now, this week, he just comes in and out and leaves, and half the time, he's just sitting in his car the whole time.
It's awesome.
And he's not talking to me, which makes it the greatest week of my life. But then, it gets better! Oh!
Come on, I just shit myself again. So much excitement.
I thought that was the button I pressed.
Woo! TNA shit show brought to you.
So, when Nick was in Utah, these, let's say, his
Clue
name...
Clue and Liss.
Which one's Clue and which one's Liss?
Exactly.
Do you decide?
I'm going to call him Bince and Riss. Bince and Riss come in. I'm helping
Bince and bitch.
Bince and Riss. So Bince and Riss come in and ask me for a specific type of urinal. And I tell them, we do not carry that. And I'm in the middle of helping a customer. So then they barge in. Riss barges in again and asks me, well, Nick got it for me, and I need you to get it for me. I was like, no, we don't carry him. But Nick did it!
Wow. I'm watching South Park?
So I'm like, I'm with a customer. I got to help him. You just wait over there and play with yourself. So then I get done with my customer, and Riss is outside angry, and Bince is in trying to talk to me because he knows that Riss is a dog. So
right on cue. Did you hear that?
So then this week around Wednesday, I forgot the names I'm using. Bince comes in and says, after I tell him the story about how Franny's not talking to me, he's like, yeah, Riss is mad at you too. And I'm like, man, my week keeps getting better and better. So I've been having a great week. I pissed off two people who really fucking annoy me, and now they don't want to talk to me anymore. Who says I'm not winning?
Who? Who? Who?
Because you know why I'm winning? Because I'm Tommy. God damn it. I'm winning.
We're winning.
I'm winning.
The big brain, I'm winning again.
All right, that was my story.
Have you ever had to, have you ever, like, go for a ride, and you're, like, in traffic, and you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh.
No!
Well, I have a buddy of mine who's at the bank, and, you know, he's in line, and he's like, oh, damn. So I think I can make it. I can make it. You know, I just got to get out of the bank, go down one road, take a right, and I'll be okay.
You know, I have been there before.
Have you been there?
Quite sometimes.
Well, he finishes up the bank. He's good. He's in the clear. He's driving down the road. He's like, man, I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. Right? And all of a sudden, the road comes to a dead halt. And there's no other streets where you can go. All right? So he just has to stay and stuff like that. So he's waiting and waiting and waiting. So he's like, man, like he can, you know, his eyes are starting to fill up and everything, just like the cartoons. And so he starts looking around. He sees this old towel in the back seat. He's like, well, all right. Grabs the old towel, puts it underneath his butt, and just... he just lets it go. And he goes, you know what? He said, I know it was bad, but I had to go and it felt so good.
Ew. Ew. I pissed myself on stage once, but that was during rehearsals.
You told that.
I did.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys, you ever get those people, I know you have, to where you know them and they come in and you see them and they do the stupidest shit ever?
What's the context?
Just anything. Like, they come in and say...
At our work?
I got it. Hi, Tom.
Oh, fuck.
Right? Yeah. Remember? Okay.
How stage right today? Oh, okay, I will. As if like he never heard it before.
So whenever stupid people do that shit, guess what we're gonna tell him from now on? You just made the podcast list.
Just like to us.
Oh God,
Scott,
that did not. That was weird.
What?
Left his wife, and hopefully he can find a new man.
That was funny. That was funny.
He's waiting for the right man.
That was good.
Right?
That was good.
Oh, another thing is, too, is like I was doing laundry, okay? And
no, when you say laundry.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Right?
Okay. What happens with socks?
There's been this bra on the clothing table for like 4 months, okay? And today I finally looked at the size because I know it's not my wife's. I looked at the size and it was like just an A. I was like, man, I wonder. I think this is my brother-in-law's bra.
All right.
For 4 months, you said it's
brand new. It has tags and everything. Yeah, but it's just an A cup bra.
It wasn't the lady that was living down in your brother-in-law's.
She didn't have an A cup bra. She had a bigger bra than A's. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that was over a year ago. Almost. Wow. It was almost 2 years ago. Year and a half.
You're trying to lip something to me, and your lips are behind
the
microphone.
Don't ever say that again. Lip something to you, okay? Don't ever, ever, ever say that.
What were you saying?
So whenever someone does stupid stuff, let's just say you just made the podcast list. How do you guys feel about that?
I would like to say...
Can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TNA Drinks, and our website, tnadrinks.com, and our YouTube channel, Drinking with TNA or TNA Drinks. Type in any of those and we're the first ones to pop up. And you can get our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirt.com.
If they can find Tom Brady's jersey, they better in hell try to find Tupac and Biggie's killer now.
And it has been a TNA Drinks podcast.
Final thoughts brought to you by Nick.
Alex, final thoughts?
This has been a good podcast.
I love you, Lotus and Nico.
And I'd just like to leave you with Two in the Pink, One in the Stink.